Hello to anyone who is listening to this, and welcome to I Could Be Wrong, a short podcast where I throw out my thoughts and invite you to let me know what you think. Last week, Trinity had VBS. The theme of the week was food truck party. I could probably record something on my opinion of VBS themes, and or maybe the music. Oh, the terrible, terrible music. Made all the worse by the terrible, terrible music videos. But I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to talk about something that got my attention, because VBS reminded me of a Bible study of Proverbs I had a few weeks ago. The big verse from VBS was, "Give us this day our daily bread." I don't know about you, but growing up, I was taught that that line was about saying we trust God to provide for us, which is a great sentiment, and I hope that what I say next doesn't take away from that and hopefully add some depth to it. Because in Proverbs, there are a couple of verses that suddenly expanded my understanding of that line. It's from Proverbs 30, and it is verses 7 through 9. It says, "Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God." The prayer in Proverbs isn't just asking for nourishment. It is asking for a sense of contentment, for a reminder to be happy with what he has. He isn't asking for more than he needs because of the fear that the riches may take him away from respect and awe of God. And he's asking for enough because of the fear that not having enough will lead him down a desperate path that has the potential of him breaking his relationship with God. For me, it brought a freshness to that line that we have heard and said a million times. It's more than asking God to provide for me. It gets me thinking about what am I content with? What riches in my life are pulling me away from the way of God? What do I feel I don't have enough of and I'm willing to undermine my relationship with God to get? That line becomes not just a one-way request for God to give me something, but rather a reminder to hold myself accountable and be aware of my wants and needs and how they impact my relationship with God and the way of Jesus. It's a line that brings my focus to what I have and what I should be thankful for. But I could be wrong. And maybe you think these verses in Proverbs have nothing to do with what Jesus is teaching us in his prayer. I'd love to hear your ideas and how you think about that line, "Give us this day our daily bread." You can download the Podbean app, find this episode, and you'll be able to comment on the individual episodes that I post. If you're having trouble doing that, you can also email me at ben@trinityarlington.org. And I look forward to hearing your ideas.